Hello, welcome to Navigating Network, the podcast by Scouts Black Pair. My name is Jack, and today we have Ali.
Hello.
Jess.
Hello.
Nath.
Hiya.
And Steve.
Hello.
So this is just a content warning. We will be dropping swears, so we advise any listener to be age 14 and up.
So St. George's Day happened. It was a bit last minute from network, I would say.
Yeah.
Because most of you were like literally getting off the plane, coming back from Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't sure I was going to make it until like a few days before St. George's Day itself. And that was because a few other people in network, so Mark, Liv and Callum, basically was trying to get everyone involved in it. And I was like, you know what? I'll be tired. My shoulders are sunburned, but let's give it a go. Why not? Because I've always done St. George's Day Parade with my local scout group. So I thought, we're not doing one this year. This is a good chance for me to experience it in, you know, Worcester. So,
yeah. So, yeah, in Worcester, we start in Angel Place. We wander up to the cathedral, have a cathedral service there, then walk back again to Angel Place. We've got a marching band with us, which, spoilers, we did actually take a recording device to the parade. So yeah, we were marching along accompanied by that. And it was thanks to the valiant efforts of Meg, we ended up with the band quite last minute. There were all sections on parade, and that included squirrels, which we have a clip of us nearly tripping over some of them. So I'll just play that for you now.
Well, hello. You don't want to be in this section. Not yet. Enjoy childhood whilst you can.
Is that what I love on parade, is squirrels?
Must be.
That's why the flags are so long.
That's meant to be the same age.
I loved the first year we had squirrels. Did you see the first year we had squirrels? They all had tiny little hand flags. It's the cutest thing.
Great advice there from Mark.
I can't believe you.
No, I can, because in Mark's defence, love the squirrels, love the beavers, love all the sections, right? But talking about the band again, we were quite far behind the band. We couldn't hear the band after a certain few minutes.
Yeah.
So like, we were just kind of walking. It was just the squirrels in front of us and us. We were like our own little parade, so I can understand Mark's frustration a little bit.
In other news about things being last minute...
Don't look at me.
No, not looking at you. I'm just thinking that somebody apparently turned up with a county flag and they were after somebody with a county role to carry the county flag. So I've got a couple of clips here. The first one is before we remembered that Mark is literally the county youth lead.
We've just had the county flag get handed to me and go, can you find a county role holder? The only county role holder is me, and the only other person is Lee in his national role who is carrying the county flag.
Yeah, so we had a slight bit of a brain fart there, and whatever Mark says in the next clip, I'm pretty sure he kept very quiet.
Yeah.
You should have given the county flag to Mark.
Why did none of us remember that?
I did say to him, I have a county role. I literally am part of the county like youth team.
Got a bit annoyed.
He does this a lot, Mark. I'm good friends with Mark, and he says he'd said something. I was like, no, you haven't, which is why I was thankful he gave me that recording device that day, because I had so many other things I recorded when he said to me he didn't say it. I was like, you did say that, Mark. I'm telling you. I've got evidence now.
Yeah, so we walked there, and then we had the service in the cathedral, which I thought was quite good. I thought Callum certainly came across very well, not to the detriment of anybody else, but certainly for somebody who, again, was jet lagged to hell and like caffeinated to the eyeballs.
Yeah, two monsters that day, I think, for sure. Two monsters, and that was it. And like 1.5 hours sleep. So fair play to him. I think he had one mistake in it and the whole thing. So that was really, really good. And that was just a name slip up. That's it. So
okay.
Really, really good.
Yeah. And we do actually have a clip of that as well. So,
a very warm welcome to our St. George's Day service. It's fantastic to see so many of you.
squirrels, beavers, cubs, scouts, explorers, network, leaders, parents, and friends, gathering together in celebration and reflection. St. George's Day is a special moment in the scouting calendar. It's our opportunity as a district to reaffirm our promise, reflect on our values, and remember the reasons why we wear our necklaces with pride.
Well, that's calm.
Yeah, that would have been Callum.
Yeah. And Ian remembered that network is a thing.
Yes. Thank you, Callum. Appreciate it.
Well, I guess it should do being a network member. But we were not silently judging, but we were internally judging that some of the songs that were in the programme were talking about all of the sections, and it went squirrels, beavers, cubs, scouts, explorers, and then leaders. So
yeah,
let's say some of the people sitting in the network section were slightly rebellious. Yeah, so on the orders of service, that was printed as leaders rather than network. But
I was having a great time. I was doing all the actions, all the dancing, so and the singing of network as well. I was having a great time.
I can't believe that. I can't believe that.
Do you have video footage to go with this?
No, I think I've got escaped from that.
St. George's Day is quite an important day to scouts. St. George is our patron saint, as it were. He exhibits quite a lot of the values that we hold as scouts, I think I would say. I don't know whether there was a real dragon or anything, but certainly it's a parable, if nothing else.
Are you on about the actual day itself, when we went to Worcester?
No, just in general.
I was going to say, because in Worcester, there definitely was not a dragon, but we made sure we were aware of that.
Yes.
Last year they had the squirrels being the fire when he was burning everything down. That was great. The year fifth did it. It was my first year. I think they built Toothless the year
they had
after.
A dragon boat.
Yeah, I remember the dragon boat, and that used to, like, Toothless and stuff. And then one of the years they built, like, a whole dragon on wheels, and it, like, lit up its eyes, and everyone
was. That was seventh, wasn't that?
That was a good year.
Yeah, but it is important to scouts. We use it as an opportunity to renew our promises. There were, I think, two different versions of the promise printed in the book. Obviously, there are more of them, but they had the non-religious and the Christian promise. And, yeah, we'll hear what that sounds like as well.
We will all say the promise together in our own words. One letter, I
promise to do my best.
Yeah, I wasn't happy with that, to be honest, because yes, I give all different scout promises and scout values, whatever, but all the other sections had to repeat after them. Now, me and my brain, I would love that. I know what the promises are, I can do the promises off my hand, but when someone's talking over you, it's really difficult to try and.
Yeah.
Especially when it was a new, because I'm used to doing to God and the King.
Yeah.
So I was used to doing that one, and then it started with the value one.
The uphold our scout values.
Yeah. So I just crumbled. Yeah. As you can tell by the recording. I started off strong, and then it was like, nope, just stop talking now. So, yeah, I was a bit upset with that, but there you go.
Yeah, I guess as. Maybe they should just cut the mic or something so you can all say it in your own words and you don't have to listen to.
Yeah.
Did you fill in the feedback form?
I started doing it and then got distracted, so I haven't published it.
I'll fill it in.
You will fill it in? You weren't even there.
Yeah, that's a whole joke.
Just dawned on me.
Sorry, I'm just miles away here.
Not that far. 4 seats, maybe?
Thanks, Ned. Ali, you weren't at Worcester St George's, were you?
No, I wasn't. I was at a much fun place, Windsor.
Why were you at Windsor?
Because my sister was receiving a King Scout Award.
So is that like all the top awards you get to go to Windsor to do St George's Day? Or is it just select top awards, is it? Or
I think it's just a King Scout Award.
Okay.
Yeah. Then, so I got off a plane in Costa Rica, went to Windsor, fell asleep, woke up. Yeah, I normally go to bed quite late. I was bed six.
Yeah, jet lag would have been bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got up, still tired, went to Windsor, watched my sister get the award. Quite funny seeing, because I had the King's Band there, and there was Dwayne Fields, the Duke of Kent or something like that, yeah, going round. And then the band started playing like really modern music. Like,
okay.
Oh. You Can't Stop the Beat.
Taylor Swift.
I think I had Pharrell Williams I played at one point.
Okay. So is this like a marching band?
Yeah.
Okay, presumably with like brass instruments and stuff and not just drums. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was just really weird.
Sounds really.
So what else happened? Were there like presentations? Everybody went up and shook the hand of a royal family person, or
no? They went round because they all stood in like little groups.
Okay, yeah. So was this like in a courtyard somewhere?
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they, I think I saw some videos of them sort of marching around. So
yeah,
did you get a chance to meet anyone famous?
I spoke to somebody.
Okay,
I probably recognised her face, and then I had a brilliant idea. Being jet lagged, decided to go home on a train, because I'm quite like trains, instead of going in a car with a seat readily available for me. I don't know why I decided that. I didn't miss my stop.
Didn't you want to get a train from the airport, Heathrow?
Yes, I did.
Explain this, because I want to hear the story, because you're wearing train socks, right? Specifically, on my
bus. Yes. So, the original plan was we came into Heathrow to go from Heathrow to Windsor on the train, on the Elizabeth line. I have a bunch of tube socks, which is the pattern of the seats of the trains.
Right.
So I wore my Elizabeth line socks. I had the impression I was going on the Elizabeth line. And then Fliss, my sister, came up to me. We're getting a lift with Billy in a van.
So you didn't get to use your socks properly?
No.
It's not on, is it? It's
just, yeah.
I'd be frustrated.
Yeah. So which way did you go back then?
I went up from Slough to Windsor, Windsor to Reading. Spent Slough and a half from Windsor. No, Reading. Slough, tied down from Costa Rica. Yeah, they went Reading to Birmingham New Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, despite them being a Worcester train.
Yeah, but you're not going to Worcester, are you?
So, no. It was the choice between an empty five-carriage train or a busy four-carriage train. Okay. So I decided to take the four-carriage.
Yeah, that's fair.
Come back to St George's Day, then. What was your like favourite part of being at Windsor? Because obviously you must have been special with being there rather than you're doing a normal ceremony in Worcestershire.
It's just, I've never been to Windsor Castle before. Just going to Windsor Castle, like, ooh, yeah. And then the band playing the music. Never forget that.
Love that music.
I think you're the only one.
No, I like it. I like it.
We like it, we just don't say out loud that we like it.
I love the music.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was, but I was talking to somebody at the last session who was complaining about it being all very canned. And
if it was Liz, I love it even more.
It probably was Liz, yeah. Okay. So, I've got a game this week.
Nice.
It's called The Train Game.
Oh, no.
Who's going to win this one?
We're talking a lot about trains this episode.
It's fine. Fine.
So this is like a big category of games you can play with young people. I just call them circle games. And the idea is there's a hidden secret.
Okay.
That as you go around, everybody has to do a thing and you see if they've cottoned on to the secret yet.
Oh, no.
But we'll just get started and we'll see how it goes.
So are we trained?
No.
I'm lost.
No, we'll get to that. So as we go around, each of us is going to have to say somewhere the train's going. And some places the train can go to, some places the train can't go to. And the idea is when you play this game, hopefully, by the end of it, everybody cottons on.
You're on train line.
I don't think National Rail Inquiries is going to help you with this one, though.
That was train line.
I don't think train line is going to work either.
Does it have to be in this country?
We'll have to find out.
Oh, okay.
The train is going to start in Aberdeen, shall we say? And the train is going to go from Aberdeen to Dundee. And that's a journey it can make.
Yeah, okay.
Where's that?
Scotland.
Yeah.
Dundee to Edinburgh.
Oh, it's all in Scotland. Okay.
Unfortunately, you can't go to Edinburgh, though.
It's Scotland. Of course you can. Kilmarnock. Please.
Wait, where are we, Dundee?
We're in Dundee.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. I shouldn't go that well.
Definitely not train
station. I'll give you a hint. The Scottish geography probably isn't going to help you.
I don't know of any train stations that connect to Dundee. I don't.
I don't think that's particularly relevant information, if that helps at all.
I'm trying to bother you to
just any sort of place name.
Inverness.
Yes,
that's
train
in Scotland.
Can go to Inverness.
Yeah. Yeah. There you are. Yeah. Do I win?
Yeah. well, we have to keep going.
Yeah.
So, Ali.
Oh, this is bad.
Worcestershire Parkway.
Worcestershire Parkway.
That's a bit of a stroke.
No. Yeah, that's quite a way.
The train can't go to Worcestershire Parkway.
Okay.
But it can go to Worcester Shrub Hill.
Oh.
What? I'm so lost.
Yeah, me too.
Ledbury.
No, unfortunately, the train can't go to Ledbury.
I'm getting the wrong train.
This one can't go to Ledbury.
Birmingham Snow Hill.
Yes, the train can go to Birmingham Snow Hill.
Sure, Snow Hill makes sense. I mean.
Leeds.
Yes, the train can go to Leeds.
Okay.
Take that.
Do you know the answer and you're just keeping very quiet?
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just naming names that are like Northern or something. It just seems, you know.
Berwick-upon-Tweed.
Yes, the train can go to Berwick-upon-Tweed.
Where
the hell
was that?
Hey, where was that?
That's what I'm thinking.
Is that Southern?
Pardon?
Is that Southern or North?
Berwick-upon-Tweed is right on the English-Scottish border. Because, fun fact about Berwick-upon-Tweed, that you couldn't work out which side of the border it was on, so it keeps on swapping between England and Scotland.
Oh, yeah, I think I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, and one war declaration was, you are at war with England, Scotland, and Berwick-upon-Tweed. And then when they did a peace declaration, they forgot to include Berwick. So technically, Berwick was still at war with this country for way longer than England and Scotland.
Did they fix that in the end?
Yeah.
Cool. That's good. Meanwhile, the train's going to the moon.
What? What train line?
I can't trust the trains anymore.
I can't work out what this is.
No. Don't worry, Nathan. I'm just as lost.
What would the actual answer be? Would it be like a certain exact place as to where it would, like, the final destination?
So, if you want a hint...
Please.
Think about the destination as a word and not as an actual place.
Table.
No, the train can't go to the table, unfortunately.
Carlisle.
No, wait, unfortunately not Carlisle.
Are you sure you had to think about that?
I was just checking.
This is really bad. So I love games. I'm competitive, but I've got no information on this at all.
Yeah, I'm still just...
Ali, do you know?
I'm doing all right.
I remember playing it. I thought it was the last letter of a previous word, but then it wasn't.
You said the moon. You said the moon, and I said Leeds. Yes. What did you say? Like, just an example of what you've already said.
If you know it, don't say it out loud. Just think of another thing.
I know. I'm just like, yeah. What is the other example of what you said?
No, it can't go to Oxford.
It goes to Worcester Foregate Street.
It can go to Worcester Foregate Street.
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh.
So, yeah. Can go to Shrub Hill and Foregate Street.
Yeah, but not Parkway.
No.
Okay. I think I know. Abergavenny.
It can go to
Abergavenny. Yes, I know it.
It can go to Penzance.
So. It can't,
don't
can it?
Think so.
It can't.
Think
so.
See, my spelling ability is being tested
here. Spelling game!
And Nathan and I are struggling.
Typically, if you're playing this with a group of young people, you play it.
This game's meant for young people.
Yeah. Some of them would get it. And then you might do that at the start of a camp or something.
How long is a camp? This could take me a while.
And then you'd have young people sort of coming up to you halfway through saying, I've thought of another one. Does so-and-so work? So I think maybe we leave this here for the podcast and we might record a bit. Tune in next podcast and we might tell you the answer.
Oh, God, that's evil. So I brought another quiz in this week. It's just another general knowledge quiz. And I'm just going to get right in with the questions.
Cool.
So, first question is, when written out in words, how many times does the letter E appear in the numbers 1 through 10?
No.
Four. What? I said four. I think.
We've got nine, four.
Eight.
Okay, I definitely, I think.
Nine.
And nine, okay.
I think I've got eight.
Question two, which singer has the most UK number one singles ever?
Duran Duran.
Singer, not band.
That's why I said it.
Female singer.
Just singer.
Are you thinking it's Taylor Swift?
I am.
Taylor. You've got Taylor Swift.
Hang on, was it singles or number ones?
Number one singles.
Number one singles.
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay. It's going to be something like really obscure, like in the 1950s or something like that.
Maybe it is, maybe it's not.
Yeah, I'm going with Taylor Swift.
Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift.
I don't know whether that's right, but it's the best guess I've got.
I know it's Ed Sheeran, I was testing you.
You know, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'd say Ed Sheeran as well. Yeah.
Sheeran again?
All I'm thinking about is Michael Jackson. I don't know why I think, but I've got a feeling it may be him. I'm not sure.
Next guess. Question three. According to literary canon, what genre would Jane Eyre fall under?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know, literary had canon.
As in, are we talking about what format of literature this is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought Jane Eyre was a novel.
It's a play now.
Number four. Name the Netflix TV show that was cancelled in November of 2023 after just two seasons. There's a couple of answers that I've got for this one. So if you can name either of them, I'll be happy.
I don't watch TV.
Can we have a clue?
Stranger Things.
No, because I watched that. Then.
Was that more than two seasons?
Yeah.
Oh, track my answer.
There's four seasons.
Oh, track my answer. I like you.
Unless you want to go with Stranger Things.
No, I could be lying. It's definitely not the answer, so I'm going to not go that.
No clue, but I know it's not Stranger Things.
I don't think it's that either. Blue Planet.
Blue Planet, okay.
Not confident, but it's going
to
happen.
To be fair, I hate that I went too specific with that.
Let's go with Rings of Power,
okay.
I don't even know if that was Netflix, but...
Neither do I.
I think it might be. I don't know.
Oh, Blue Planet was BBC.
Oh, well.
Oh, Good Omens was two seasons, but that was also Amazon, not Netflix, so...
Match of the Day.
Great.
Any thoughts, Sally?
All I think about is Taskmaster, and that's currently still on there, Channel 4, and have something like 20 seasons...
Probably not, then.
No.
Question five. If day one is January 1st, on which date would day 100 be?
Look, I can't do spelling, I can't do maths, okay?
I'm sorry, I'm just bullying Nathan tonight, aren't I?
It's like in March somewhere.
Yeah.
I've got to.
Oh, February has 28 days.
Thank you,
Ellie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are we talking about a leap year or a standard year?
Standard year.
Okay.
You're asking for a date, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
March 10th.
March 10th, okay.
That's one.
Where's this come?
I'm going with April 10th.
April 10th, okay.
April. Hang on, have I done maths wrong?
Yes, you have.
I'm seeing here now thinking that's deep thinking light, but I was going to go for a bit of a funny one and say April 11th.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say that as well. That's what I thought.
I'm smart.
Yeah.
April 10th and April
11th. Because, yeah, I'm not going to say why, because, yeah, but I don't know.
I'll do one 10th, but yeah, 11th.
11th. Question 6. What number would you get if you multiplied all the digits of a telephone keypad together?
Multiply?
Yeah.
Yes, you're going to kill me.
I'm sorry.
Zero.
Like I said, this is so last minute. If I...
Oh, yeah. You're a bit too good, aren't you?
What order are you doing it in? Are you doing 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5?
That means
nothing. I'd say zero as well.
Yeah.
Zero. I'll go 1, just wait for a little bit, but it's zero.
Okay.
Just to be different.
Question 7. What is the title of Sabrina Carpenter's debut single?
Debut single?
Yes.
Who's Sabrina Carpenter?
You're joking. You're joking.
I think names fans on who's good at.
The sort of new Taylor Swift, I think.
Okay.
Don't. See, I wasn't a fan before she became mainstream, I guess. On a radio. But I'm going to go with... Give me a minute, because I've got 2 minutes.
I'm going to go with Nonsense.
What's a Nonsense
I'm not even
answer?
Sure if that was off the first album or whatever, but...
My mind's not right. This is annoying me. Today's annoying me, because I looked at his TikTok about 3 weeks ago. And it was like top 10 Sabrina Carpenter's release date or something, I don't know. Which is... No, it's not the question, but it would be there. The answer would be there. I'm just going to go with Taste, but it's not.
Okay.
Yeah, I... Pretty sure it's not.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Steve.
I mean, the only song I know from her is the Espresso song. I'm just going to go for that.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Why not? Yeah. You got that one.
Great answer.
I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong. I'm annoying myself, but I can't think of it.
Don't talk about being wrong.
Right, guys, chill out.
Meanwhile, I think we have another question before you beat each other up. No, that is not that one.
That's enough. Question 8. In what county can you find Thorpe Park Resort?
Oh, it's the one in the southwest of London. I can't remember what it's called.
Hampshire.
Hampshire, okay.
Surrey?
You're going with Surrey, are you?
No, I said Hampshire.
But... You said I'm sure. Ali's going with sorry.
Bad joke.
I have no idea, I'm sorry.
Fair.
So I got confused with Alton Towers originally, but then yeah, it's Hampshire.
But I'm going to go Buckinghamshire just because.
No, Hampshire.
Okay, I'm going to go for that just because. Why not?
Question 9. Where could you find Banksy's wallpaper manual?
On a bank, no.
on a wall.
Manchester. I'm based off my grand. I've got a lot of Banksy artwork in her house. She lives in Malvern, but she grew up in Manchester.
Okay.
That's the only thing I've got. I'm more into Picasso because he shared my birthday with me. But there you go.
London, maybe.
London?
Now, I know Banksy was based in Bristol. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think, is it Bristol or not?
I'd like to retract my answer then, please.
You can't keep doing it.
Can't I do that?
I'm going
to...
Just going to go Bristol because I know a lot of his artwork is down there.
Okay. And the final question. The superhero Magic is known by what other name?
Where's that superhero from?
I've got comics. Marvel comics, I'll be specific.
Bob.
Not Bob, I'm confident with this. So that's got a Vision in my head and it's not a Vision.
Has Magic appeared in any Marvel films?
Yes, by Magic.
Or is it just comics?
If I say the name of the film, it might give it away.
He has appeared in a film.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. What about Gambit then?
Wonder Woman.
It's Marvel. She's not Marvel.
I'll retract my answer.
Oh my god, we took a lot of that tonight. Retracting answers, aren't we?
Vision.
Yeah, he's Marvel. Okay, well, yeah, I still go Gambit.
I
used to keep up with Marvel films, and then post Endgame, I haven't really.
And just by magic, I forgot who it was. Yeah.
It's going to be post-Endgame.
Thanos.
It's not the Tony Stark character just coming back.
That's Doctor Doom.
Doctor Doom.
Doctor Doom, okay. God, all over the fact
that lady from Man and the Wasp, person who goes through walls and rubbish.
Ghost,
yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, let's hear the answers.
The answer to question one, there are 9 E's. Got
yes.
Yes. Okay,
so what one am I missing? I'm bleeding. What am I bleeding from? Did you get 9, 10?
I didn't get 10.
The answer to question two was Elvis Presley.
Huh? Right, I said okay. It was going to be some old person.
Yeah, yeah, you
did. I was thinking the Beatles, but then I thought, hang on, that's not a singer.
Mm-hmm. Fair. I admit, because it's had you guys were all off the mark. The answer I was looking for was Gothic. It is a Gothic novel.
Is it a Gothic play?
No. Is that poetry?
I was at least right. I was correct. I didn't get the answer.
For question four, the answer I was looking for is Glamorous or Shadow and Bone.
What was the question again?
Which Netflix shows were cancelled after 2 seasons? Oh,
okay.
Answer to question five was the 10th of April.
Woo!
Yes, not the 10th of March.
Thanks, Ali, for leading me to the correct answer.
No, because it's simple, because...
not if, a bit wrong. I let you do
just a month away.
And then I fixed the off by one error.
If you take one off March and January, add it to February, it's 90.
Days, yeah.
Plus the 10 remainder for...
So how would you get March?
Because I'm tired from Costa Rica.
The answer to question 6 was 0. If you multiply anything by 0, you're going to get 0. The answer to question 7, the Sabrina Carpenter single I was looking for was called Can't Blame a Girl for Trying. She released it back in her Disney Channel days, so I think that's why most people would have missed it.
You were close, Ali. You weren't far.
Yeah. The county for question 8 I was looking for was Sorry. Whoever said Sorry.
Yes.
You wrote the right ones on that. The answer to question 9, you can find the Wallpaper Man mural in Regent's Canal, London.
Oh, I was right, yeah. Glad I didn't change my answer then.
I'm right, Banksy did a lottery to work in Bristol.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think, because I've written this one the wrong way around, the answer for question 10 I was looking for was Ileana Rasputin. She's the sister of Colossus from the X-Men. She's from The New Mutants, which is a terrible film.
Oh, that. I never saw that.
Yeah, so I can understand why people wouldn't have gotten that. Nobody see that movie.
I do remember she transformed into Vision. Or Doctor Strange at some point, so therefore I'm right.
Thanks for listening to, what are we on now? The fourth episode?
Yes, fourth.
Of Navigating Network. We have been Scouts Black Pair. Thanks for listening. Catch you soon.
Bye.
This podcast was sponsored by...